Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of EDM Talk, sponsored by Grifel Carbon Products. EDM Talk is a podcast dedicated to the electrical discharge machining industry. I'm your host, Ken Dworznik. I am also a regional sales manager for Grifel Carbon Products. Today's podcast will feature a discussion with Tom Swihart from Aroa Technology. Tom is a regional manager with Aroa Technology. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for asking me, Ken.
Tom, before we get started on any detailed type of information with EDM, can you talk a little bit about your history in EDM as well as with Aroa Technology?
Well, yeah, my history with Aroa goes back 13 years. I've been employed with them almost 13 years. I kind of playfully tell people when I started at Aroa, I couldn't spell EDM. But quite frankly, I had some background in some CNC machining in another industry, but I had not had to that point in my career very much experience with either sinker or wire EDM. But obviously, after 13 years, I feel like I can bring some value and help people as they face some of the challenges with their machines.
Tom, certainly talking with customers and connecting with customers at this point in time is difficult. What are the different ways that Aroa is trying to connect with customers right now when people are looking to start new projects? And also, what kind of support can be offered by Aroa?
Well, we're really working through all kinds of different methods to go to meeting and Zoom and tools like that to do virtual presentations. Quite frankly, I think all of us have been sort of pleasantly surprised because we can do a lot better at supporting customers remotely than any of us probably thought we were going to be able to before we started all this. So we have websites, we use a lot of phone connections, text, I mean, you name it. We've got all kinds of ways to connect and help people better understand what we bring.
Tom, obviously is one thing that always some people want to talk about, or what are the latest and greatest things? Are there some newer products Aroa is offering right now or some things that you're really highlighting with the company?
Well, I think people should be aware there was a division that it was actually a sister company of Aroa that was operated with a good deal of autonomy up until just recently called F-Tool. It was actually started by an Aroa employee who left the company and then reconnected with us. Well, the owner and founder of F-Tool retired recently. And so what we did is sort of brought the F-Tool line back under the more directly under the Aroa umbrella and really came up with a somewhat streamlined product line. And so we've offered the F-Tool product now in a slightly different format, but delivered through standard Aroa channels. And it brings a lot of value, I think, to the market for guys that aren't intending to ever automate their EDM processes, which is always easier with standard Aroa, but maybe don't have the same budgets that you would have for standard Aroa tooling. So that's pretty exciting time. We've had a lot of success and some new products that I can talk about a little more later in that F-Tool line that I think people may have some interest in.
Tom, if somebody has recently purchased a wire or a sinker EDM, can you guys sit with those people to recommend what type of tooling they're going to need to get things running? A lot of people that are buying these different machines, certainly maybe it's a first-time buyer. What kind of tooling aspects would you guys recommend for anyone that is starting off in the EDM industry with a wire or sinker to get them started?
Well, sinker tooling has been around a long time, so almost everybody, including all the dealers, help the customers understand that you're not going to be very competitive running a die sinker, for instance, if you don't use some sort of standardized work holding for production and use of the electrodes. We do a lot with automation of the graphite production and electrode changers on all kinds of sinkers. In the world of wire tooling and wire machines, I think probably they're more than perhaps with the sinker. People have this perception that the tooling is so expensive, they want to try to live without it. I think that's probably a bad decision for most guys starting out with a new wire machine, because if you've got the work to justify owning a wire EDM machine, then you certainly should at least be looking at some modest investment in tooling to make that machine more productive.
Tom, when it comes to wire EDM, many folks don't have the knowledge or don't know where to go to get more information. Do you guys have a website or do you guys have a catalog that people can look through to say, you know what, yeah, this is what I need, or maybe there's something in the catalog that they didn't even realize that they needed?
Well, yeah, we have both. Of course, we have all kinds of catalogs and website, excellent website. But I will tell you, wire tooling tends to be intimidating. For the first, I don't know, 6 or 8 years I worked at Aroa, I didn't feel like I was bringing as much value perhaps as most people expected because the tooling seemed complicated. And the key to wire tooling is to buy not one more piece than the absolute amount you need, because it's too expensive, it costs a lot to build, and you just don't want to have it sitting in a bench somewhere not being used. So that's really key, is to understand what the tooling was used for, what applications fit best for your particular needs, and then invest modestly to start out with. Us and most of the other wire tooling suppliers offer pretty fast deliveries, so there's no reason at all to buy something in case you might need it. You want to know for sure that you do need it. And then I've got an awful lot of the really common wire machines where I took the table layout drawings just in plan view and actually put the Aroa tooling systems or the F-Tool tooling systems on those machine tables so the guys can visualize pretty quickly how that tooling might work for their particular needs. So those are a couple ideas. Those drawings especially have been really helpful, I think, in helping customers understand what tooling they could invest in that might fit what their needs were.
Tom, we really appreciate the time. One final question. If someone is interested in more information about Aroa Technology or has some specific questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, obviously they can go to the Aroa website. It's just aroa.com. That's actually hosted in Switzerland. Though the inquiries they put in there will get back to us here in the U.S. for the U.S. market. They can also call any of us. The international website has the local phone numbers. So, you know, any of those, or contact us by email. Rather than providing email addresses, I think it probably worked better for people to just call and get connected that way. Or put your inquiry in on the website. And then our regional guys, there's five of us now around the country, are really diligent, especially in this time, following up on things. So if we get an inquiry, someone will be contacting you soon.
Tom, we really appreciate the time today. Thank you so much. And obviously, all the best, and continue to be safe and healthy out there during this coronavirus time.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks for listening to EDM Talk, sponsored by Grifel Carbon Products. Please leave us comments on LinkedIn or as a message at sales@grifel.com. Please also check us out in our previous podcast, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Have a great week.